All righty, good morning.
Are you
making you smarter every day?
It works. It works.
It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
By the way, Kiki's in here. Love the Kiki. Hi, Kiki.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry, I did some switching around there, so I didn't get a chance to build up to it. But anyway, we should probably just get to Dumb Vocabulary, shouldn't we? Should we not?
Probably.
Shan't we?
Huh?
She's got a beautiful it is outside.
She's got a,
it's very
pines.
It's very wintry.
The snow. Huh?
Frosty's got his hat on.
Yeah.
Happy birthday!
Oh,
I think Frosty's a little slow.
Yeah, Frosty is either high or not quite there.
There's something in that corn pipe.
Yeah. Meth. What do we say, Frosty the meth man?
Look at that Frosty go.
Yeah, he's going because he's all hopped up on meth.
Kids. Happy birthday.
Doesn't even know what... Come on, man.
He's like, you know, this carrot nose serves two purposes.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Why would you say that?
Is that who you were dreaming about last night?
Yes. Yeah. Frosty the mess man.
Hey, Frosty, why don't you take that carrot nose and put it somewhere else?
Apparently, my wife thought it was a frozen banana. Now she's got
why
frozen
are there
carrots.
So many frozen.
I still have you yet to talk to your wife about her frozen banana?
I have it.
No.
What is up with that frozen banana?
Yeah,
I don't believe you.
We know what's up.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Before, I digress. Your Dumb Vocabulary, as always, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, snowmobile, camper, ATV, boat, business insurance. He's also part of our Hats Off to Literacy.
Yes, he
is. Love Chris. Not only does he get you insurance, he cares about the community.
He gives back to the community.
He does, all the time. So go see him. Get your insurance.
Chris.
Frozen banana insurance.
Look at Chris Thompson go. Hey, kids.
It's Chris. All right, your Dumb Vocabulary for today.
He doesn't even have the sheet up.
No, not even up.
He doesn't.
He was busy, busy, busy.
I'm just quoting Frosty all morning.
Is this what the badass brunch is going to be like?
Yeah.
We're actually going to bring a computer in so Brock can scroll for Dumb Vocabulary.
Ooh, while you find that, can I ask Kiki a question?
Yeah. I have one, but ask the question because I want to see what this is.
So you're going to the badass brunch.
Yes.
Can we have, like, between breaks, you know, like Ring Girls, ding, 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 and you're like WTF, and you'll walk around the stage with a WTF sign.
I used to be a Ring Girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
We met when I was a Ring Girl. I asked him to come to one of the fights, got him tickets, got him great seats, didn't show up.
Did I not go?
No, you didn't go.
I must have been busy that
So night. You're going to do that, right?
Someone doesn't like fights and girls, apparently.
Did I not go?
No, you didn't go.
So this was early on in our relationship.
Yes.
When did this
happen?
It was
like the first thing I invited you to. I got you badass tickets to a huge fight that I was Ring Girling in, and he didn't show
wow.
up.
God, I was a dude.
He
I was a baller.
Such a player.
I was a baller.
Was he with another Ring Girl?
So yes, I actually still have the shorts.
Oh,
for it.
So you're gonna do it?
My
yes,
butt will not fit.
No, come
anymore.
On. We got some
I was
time.
A little small back in the day.
You gotta do it.
I was like 20.
And when she says yes, there's gonna be like 800 dudes that show up.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes, I will. Yes, I'll make some signage and I'll do some Ring Girling.
Ding 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 ding.
All the morning show features.
Well, okay, nice, if you can't do it though, can we get some like hot piece of ass to walk around?
Ass.
Yeah. Ass. Go find some girls. You guys could find some.
No,
girls.
You gotta do it because it's be creepy if we.
Yeah. We can finally set up that Tinder we wanted to set up.
Hey, excuse me, hot piece of ass.
Yes,
we're doing a.
We'd like to exploit your body for our profit,
and we can't pay you.
See, how much different would it be though if you said that?
You'll get a really nice lunch.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Miss Hot Piece of Ass.
Yeah.
Could you join us on?
You look dumb and hot. Excuse me, dumb hot lady. Can I talk to you for a moment? Yes.
After my cigarette.
Yeah, I'm going to smoke a cigarette
first. I will work on finding some hot chicks.
Sweet.
Yes.
Sweet. I love it.
That'll be cool.
Okay.
All right. Your Dumb Vocabulary for today. Drunk junk.
A drunk junk? Oh, that's when you're too drunk and your thing don't work.
When it doesn't go.
Yeah.
Drunk junk.
My junk is drunk. It's kind of a tongue twister.
They also call it whiskey.
Yeah, exactly.
You two are so stupid. That's not it,
not
it at all.
Drunk, okay, hold junk. On. I feel like morons. I could go a different direction.
Drunk junk.
A drunk junk is, I feel like it's just a drunk guy that a girl goes after. Like, he definitely has a drunk junk, and he would be easy.
It's a
no, is that not right?
It's a junkie that ran out of meth, so he's drinking.
Oh, I see. You went the junkie route.
Usually, you two are pretty good at this. You're horny.
I think it's
come
pretty
on,
good.
Drunk junk is
a drunk
dumb.
Junk.
You're both so far off. It's not even funny.
But
I'm
junk,
embarrassed
junk
for you.
Junk is the male.
You should hate yourselves
privates,
right now.
Privates, right? Male
no.
privates.
Drunk junk is stuff you find all over
junk
your place.
Drawer.
Is stuff you find all over your place after a night of drinking.
Actual junk.
Actual junk.
Gosh, I hate when it's.
Not
and
sexual.
I can't decide if it's sexual, if it's literal.
Maybe if you two weren't perverts, you're over here humping me in the middle of the night, and God knows what you're doing in your jerk chair. drunk junk, yeah, it's stuff you find all over your place after a long night of drinking. Example, oh my God, look at all this drunk junk. What happened last night?
Mine
is that a pineapple?
Mine comes in an Amazon box.
Yeah. That counts. Yeah, nice. That counts. That's 2 days later.
Fun fact, the last thing I bought really drunk, I bought a bunch of friendship bracelets.
Oh, God.
I'm going to give these to all my girlfriends.
I got them, but I didn't even remember I bought them. And then all of a sudden, I get a package at work in my mailbox, and I look at it, and there's 50 Pura Vida Costa Rican bracelets.
You're my friend. You're my friend. Everybody's my friend.
I don't know what to do with all these. So now, but it's a funny story. It's a good segue to give all my friends these random, creepy.
I'd gotten a bunch of friendship bracelets too in the mail the other day, but then I realized I didn't have any friends.
So you
and my life
them all
is sad.
In one arm?
I'm saying, yeah. No, I'm going to give these to a friend. So I just
I
haven't
keep
seen
them
yet.
In case I meet someone. Yeah.
Is that your candy? Are you a raver, bro? No, I don't have any friends.
Well, I'm sad now.